You're listening to SBS News.
The economic cost of COVID-19 has been clear to see, with hundreds of shops and small businesses shuttered, leaving thousands of Australians out of work. Now concern is growing about the hidden effects of the downturn, says Health Minister Greg Hunt.
We do know that wherever there has been an economic downturn, there's strong historic evidence that mental health challenges rise.
Counselling services have reported an unprecedented rise in calls. Lifeline Chairman John Brogdon says the service is hearing more from Australians suffering from isolation-induced loneliness.
The other thing we're seeing is an enormous level of anxiety from people who've had anxiety in the past, but in many cases from people who've never been anxious. You know, it was only a couple of months ago where people were travelling along quite nicely, and this virus and the restrictions associated with it arrived out of the blue in relative terms. They've had a massive impact on people's financial positioning, and people are enormously anxious about whether their life will return to normal.
In addition to COVID-19, many Australians, especially those in the regions, are still scarred by this summer's bushfire crisis and the ongoing drought. That's prompted the federal government to boost its mental health response. Former Victorian health official Ruth Vine will take on the newly created role of Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Mental Health. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly explains.
One of the key elements of mental health is people being connected to each other. And unfortunately, a side effect of a lot of this physical or social distancing measures that have come into play have disconnected people. And so it's not surprising that mental health is arising as a unintended consequence of our control.
Ms. Vine's appointment has been warmly welcomed by those in the sector. Lifeline Chairman John Brogdon says it's important mental health demands are given the same priority as physical health demands, both now and after the pandemic.
Let me give you an example of one of the reasons why it's so important. I believe that when the physical threat of COVID-19 is finished, then the mental threat will go on for months and years to come. We're already seeing that in our calls. People aren't talking about being concerned about getting COVID or dying from COVID. Their concern has changed to the future and how we recover.
Professor Ian Hickey has advised several governments on mental health and suicide prevention and agrees Ms. Vine is the right person for the role. He's also calling for support services at private hospitals and day clinics to be integrated into the public system, saying immediate action could save thousands of lives post-pandemic.
And much of the specialist capacity we have at the moment is locked up in the private hospital sector and the private clinic sector and is not available to everybody. The minister needs to take actions in partnership with the states to make those resources available now to save lives.
And he also says it's important the government does not forget the health of Australians in diverse communities who may not be able to access support services in language.
In addition to other communities we'd recognise as being at risk, young people, rural communities, many of those who do not have English as their first language or are in cultural groups that are not used to using the mental health system are at particular risk. And we must have strategies that connect with those communities, accurate information, relevant interventions, so that they receive the same benefit as every other Australian.
National Cabinet will discuss expanding Australia's mental health response on Friday. And you could stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.